to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Proverbs. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
Away to the close of the book of Proverbs. We're now in chapter 25. Chapter 25 of the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. How many of you want wisdom? Amen. Amen. Well, Proverbs is one of those ways that you can get a daily dose of wisdom. I always say it's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, and that's enough for one chapter each day out of the month. Today we're looking at chapter 25, and every one of these chapters have just so much that's involved. Matter of fact, I picked out about 8 things that we're going to look at tonight. The first 7 verses, it seems like, that it's talking about the rights of rulers. The rights of rulers. Look at what the text says, and we'll just work our way through the text tonight. These are also proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. So we're still looking at proverbs that was written by Solomon, but these were some proverbs that was copied by some of the men in Hezekiah's court, in King Hezekiah's kingdom. And so they wrote these, copied these proverbs from Solomon. It says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of a king is to search out a matter." Amen. That's one of the privileges of being a king. Take, for instance, President Obama. He got this whole nation at his disposal. He can call the best scientists and ask the best scientist to work on this. He can call the best engineer to work on this. Whatever the problem is, if there's a problem, he can seek out the best person in the world, not just in America, in the world, and say, "I need him right here. I need him to be in my Oval Office as soon as possible." That's the privilege of a king. Me and you, we don't have that privilege, do we? If we got a problem, we even scared to go to the doctor with it. Hello, somebody. Because, you know, that $60 that we got to pay him. And then if he tell us to go and see a specialist, oh, no, I see, that's why I knew I shouldn't have went to no doctor. Amen. But the president, I don't care what the price is, he needs to be here. Amen. And by him being the president, you'll look kind of crazy saying I'm busy. Huh? You'll look kind of odd and kooky. You know, if you say, well, you know, tell the president, you know, I have to catch him next time. The privilege of a king, he can search out a matter. He can get to the bottom of it. I like to hear President Obama, you know, sometime, you know, when you kind of make him mad, you know. Yeah, he try to act kind of mean, but he ain't mean. But he tried to act, you know, mean. My administration, we'll get down to the bottom of this. I said, okay, bro. He done put on his mean face. I wonder how long did it take him to practice that. All right. Look, it says the heavens for height and the earth for depths, and the heart of king is unsearchable. There's just a lot that goes on in a leader's mind. There's a lot. Take away the dross from silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for of the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. If you're having a hard time in your life and it looks like you're constantly being blocked, who's around you? You need to see who's around you. It's just like God plant people in your life. The devil brings people in your life. And a lot of us sometimes we think that we need folks that we really don't need. But we think we need them because they helped us out one time. But you done paid them back 10 times. Hello, somebody. So you have to, the Bible says, you know, if you take away that dross from that silver, boy, it'll really shine. And if you take away that wicked person from around you, boy, your life will really shine. It'll take off. It'll be established. Put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better it is that it be said unto thee, come up hither, than that thou should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. In other words, it's always better to be asked up. They used to tell us when I first started preaching, Rem, is wait for them to call you to come to the pulpit. Don't just jump up there because you see three seats up there and you think one of them seats yours. And you're looking around and you say, well, I don't see any other preacher, so I guess that seat there must be mine. And you get up there, but the other preacher's just running a little bit late. So you have to wait to be asked up because it's an embarrassing thing to be asked to come back down. Yeah, that's embarrassing to be tipping back down. Amen. After you done got to the main table at the banquet, and then they say, no, this is reserved for somebody. Now you got to move around. Amen. 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 And church folks gossip. Church folks talk. When they see you going down, you know what they do a lot of times? They now he know better than why did he go up there to begin with? Hello, somebody. Now you just saying that in the privacy of your lit table there. Amen. But we talk. See, one of the things about people, we talk about who? People. Hello. Just when you waiting on church to start, when somebody walking up the aisle, you say, now why she wear that? Don't we talk about people? I mean, not y'all here, but folks that y'all know. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, them other churches that you go to, you know, a lot of them. Yeah. But here at Bible Way, I know y'all, particularly this crowd here, this is the spiritual crowd. Amen. Amen. This is the Wednesday night crowd. Amen. But you see, the ruler have the right to tell you to go back. He has the right to tell you to come up. He has the rights to tell you to go back. And there's nothing you can do. Hello, somebody. So a king has prerogative. A leader has prerogative. A lot of time we don't want to give people prerogative. But it takes something to be a leader. And there's a reason a lot of time a leader does things. You may not understand, But there's a reason a lot of times that a leader may ask somebody that, no, you come back down. It's just like mama. Mama knows every one of the children. She knows who need to ride in the front and who need to ride in the back. Tell the truth and shame the devil, somebody. Mama knows who needs to sit right here, who needs to sit there, and who needs to sit there, and who needs to sit right in front. No, I want you right in the front of me. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. And so we see the rights of rulers. So don't get mad when leaders a lot of time tells the person to do this. A lot of time, particularly in the church, when you're in a choir or something, we get kind of upset with why they let her sing. He the leader. He can pick whoever he want to sing. Hello, somebody. Why he's always picking her? That's his prerogative. See, we worry ourselves with stuff that we shouldn't be worried about. You just worry about, if you the soprano, worry about when the soprano pulls to come in there. You come on in there with the soprano. You missing your note. That sister's saying, come on, she's trying to tell you to come on with your note, but you done miss your note. Because you wondering why he letting so-and-so sing. Amen. Let me go a little bit further. Amen. That was about 30 years ago, you know, when I took directing in college and stuff. Amen. I took, you know, voice lessons and directing and stuff. I said, I didn't know, you know, you had to go up and do that. I said, man, that's pretty neat there. Amen. I just thought they just had a stick and they just waving the stick and y'all come on and point the stick. But there's some notes and stuff. You go up and down and I said, oh, all right then. Praise the Lord. I said, well, just let all mine just go with flat and then I can sing. Amen. Yeah, just put me in that key and we'd be just fine. All right. He gives two verses about being slow to sue. Be slow to sue somebody. Look here at verse 8 through 10, three verses. Go not hastily to strife, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof when thy neighbor has put thee to shame. Don't be so quick to go confront somebody. Wait till I see him. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. You'll want that little piece back. Be careful for they put you to shame. Amen. Let me tell you something. Half of what you see is not really what you see. That's what the devil wants you to see. Yes. Most of what you see is not really how it really is. The devil, oh man, he's an orchestrator. I guess that's why he's the devil. He'll bring the wrong people in your life at the wrong time to see the wrong thing. And then he'll blow it up. Because he knows that person that saw it already got a bad understanding of you. And all they need is just a little something. You know, the other day, the lights went off there. Did y'all lights go off the other morning? The other night? Amen. And I went and got a candle. And it don't take that much to light a candle. Just a little bit of flicker and the candle, you know, was lit. That's how people are. They got short fuses. It don't take that much to set a person off, you know, for them to become a flame. Amen. It don't take that much. It don't take that much. Let me go a little bit further. He says, debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself. And discover not a secret to another, lest he that hear it put thee to shame and thine infancy turn not away. Now, he says, go talk to the person one-on-one before you go and talk to somebody else about it. Now, that's good advice right there, because most of the time we flip it. We start by talking to somebody else, and then we say, now, what you think? You think I need to go talk to her? Well, you already wrong. You should have went and talked to her first. Hello, somebody. Because a lot of time people gossip about stuff all in the name of prayer. Soon as they get through talking to you, let me go call my prayer partner and tell her about this. You know, after they done told somebody, ain't no tell nobody now. You got to go. That's why the Bible says, we learned this earlier, didn't it, in Proverbs chapter 4, in all thy getting. Go get an understanding with that person one-on-one. And you'll be so glad that you didn't go and talk to your other friend, because your other friend sure wouldn't understand this. Can I go a little bit further? All right. So be slow to sue somebody. Do Christians supposed to be suing one another anyway? Let some money get involved. I don't think they're Christian anyway. The Bible says we're not supposed to sue Christians. I don't think they're no Christian, because Christian wouldn't have done that. You see how we're going to rationalize it? I hope you read your Bible, because when you read your Bible, you find some of the worst folks are Christian folks. Solomon, do you see this man here? He didn't just have a little woman on the side. He had 700 wives, 300 girlfriends. That ought to let you know if you run around, you know, and done had a woman on the side, there's some help for you. You ain't see the Bible deal with extreme cases. Once they make the Bible, that's history. The average person is not like that. So if this person make the Bible, that lets you know that there is help for you. You look at that man, Jesus cast 2,000 demons. Who do you know got 2,000 demons in them? Well, don't tell. You know, don't call their name out here. I know somebody probably just went across your mind. He said, so that's their problem. They got 2,000 demons in them. No, the average person may have 7 demons, 10 demons, or something like that. But the man that was in the Bible had 2,000. So if you got 10 demons in you, there's sure enough hope for you. You see? Can I tell you the truth and shame the devil, y'all? That's what's wrong with a lot of folks. They got the devil in them. Folks that you see flip-flop on you at a dime, the spin of a dime, that's the devil. Now, old folks used to call it like it was. Boy, don't you come up and I'll knock that devil out of you. You ain't got nothing but the devil in you. That ain't nothing but the devil. But today, we don't want to call nothing the devil. But that's what's wrong with a lot of folks. Sometimes you can shake a person's hand and you get this weird feeling. It's almost like a chill go over you. Y'all spirits didn't agree. And if you look that person in the eye, you can see, look like the devil is in them. Hello, somebody. Amen. And then when people get angry, you see another side of them. That ain't nothing but the devil. Just like you got the Holy Ghost and you get fear, the Holy Ghost come up in you sometimes. Hello, somebody. The devil comes up in people at times and just takes over them. Amen. A lot of times folks, they snap, they kill somebody, and then they ask, what happened? I don't know. I don't know. They just lost it for a moment. The devil just took over. See, that's why you can't play with the devil, because you don't know when he's going to take over you. And a lot of these folks today, these high school kids and stuff, they dressing in all black and they having these seances, they playing on the Ouija boards and stuff. They think that's cool. But see, the devil is older than dirt. He might not mess with you right then with that Ouija board, but because you done called up that familiar spirit, he say, I'll just hang out with him a while when they get ready to go to college, then I'll mess with him. Or I'll just wait till he get married, then I'll mess with him, then that's when I show up. Or I'll just show up about two or three times a year at family reunion time. Have you ever noticed when something is really important, that boo-boo mess up at graduation time? Or the 4th of July, we getting ready to go, you know, to Alabama. We supposed to go to Florida, and everybody's waiting on boo-boo. And boo-boo supposed to make the reservations. But boo-boo, didn't, he made a big boo-boo because he didn't make no reservations. He took that money and went and drunk it all up. And he was ashamed to come home. You see what I'm saying? That's the devil. He knows. He waits for opportunities. Amen. He can't be everywhere all at the same time. So he tries to get the greatest effect. So at Christmas time, when everybody's emotions is high, and they really expecting the Christmas tree. And Boo Boo, that's the only name I can think of right now. So y'all just help me. He goes and supposed to bring back the Christmas tree and look like little Charlotte Brown Christmas tree. Ain't nothing you can do because it's Christmas Eve now. We got to put up this Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Let's go a little bit further. Somebody's thinking about suing Boo Boo. It talks about the right use of words. The right use of words, verse number 11 through 15. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. As an earring of gold, as an ornament of fine gold, so is wise reprover upon an obedient ear. As cold of snow in time of harvest, so is a faithful, somebody say faithful, messenger to them that send him, for he refreshes the soul of his master. Whosoever boasts himself a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. And so all of that is dealing with the right use of word. What he's basically saying, you can get almost whatever you want if you know how to talk. And y'all ever heard of sweet talking a person? You have to sweet talk. Hello, somebody. Y'all men, you would have never married the woman that you marry if you didn't know how to sweet talk. I know you thought it was your good looks, but she wasn't looking at your good looks. She was listening to what you said. That's why in high school, I used to wonder, how in the world the most ugliest, a guy that don't look that good can get the most beautiful girl? He know how to sweet talk her. He have a rap out this world. Hello, somebody. Bed of life, sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bibleway Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Sit down.